Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button to help us grow. Let's get into it.
Hey guys, please duet this. Like, please duet this.
Okay, sure.
I don't understand why guys do the most to, like, talk to a girl, like, get her attention, like, take her out on dates. And I'm not talking about the nasty, I'm just talking about, like, get her attention.
Right.
Only to fucking ghost her. Like, why?
Well,
why can you just not?
Because you're annoying. Yeah, you're annoying. And another thing, you come a dime a dozen. There's nothing special about you. You're just another basic chick. He probably hit the skins and then hit the road. There's no reason to talk to you anymore. This is why you have to vet men better, ladies. You should be able to tell by a certain age what guys just want to hit. Really, the solution is commitment before you start hitting. No sex until you're officially his girlfriend. That should be the minimum standard.
Be like, hey, that's, I'm not feeling you, like, please, like, well, it was good while I lasted, something like that. Hey, the blunt ass female that I am, like, I'm gonna say,
can I answer the question?
I'm not feeling you, I'm gonna,
can I talk for 5 seconds? Can you give me a chance?
I don't understand why guys, like,
listen
guys,
to
like,
me,
do that. Like,
listen to
logic,
me,
like,
listen.
Yeah, that's true. They really don't want to know, they just want to hear themselves talk. And even if you did give them the real, they wouldn't accept it because it's traumatic to realize that you're not all that when you thought you were. So they don't really want to know the truth. It's best for a chick like this to just go to one of her girlfriends and they could just talk about how toxic guys are. So she don't have to face the true reality.
Men protect women.
From what? From what? Tigers, lions, wild animals, dinosaurs, from what? Y'all have this stupid conception that men protect women. Men whose job is to protect could not protect children. A couple days ago. Regardless, let's get back to the question, from what? Other men? So you agree men are dangerous?
I mean, yeah, some of them. It's not the overwhelming majority. But yes, the majority of men, generally speaking, protect women and children in the world from the minority of men who are evil and want to hurt them. Yes. But see, I already can't take you serious. You have black fingernail polish. You have like a Howard Stern hairdo. You got some weird beard thing going on. Like, you're a male effinist. You're just a ridiculous human being off top. But let's hear you out.
Like, at least some of them are dangerous, right? Because I can already hear some idiot screeching, not all men. But how are we supposed to know exactly which men? How do you assess without putting yourself in danger which men are dangerous?
Look, man, who hurt you? Did a man hurt you? You seem upset. Let's just skip past this guy. How about that?
American men, most of them are global 8s, 9s, 10s. A global scale, they are the top. If you make more than $30,000 a year, you're in the top 1% of the world. Most American men, just on that one metric, are literally more attractive, again, just based on money. So it's not easy. It's normal. This is normal.
Yeah.
Walking around and seeing no fat women, it's only in America where everyone's fat.
Yeah, get your passport, fellas. You're the top 1%ers. If you make more than 30,000, you're a top 1% man and didn't even realize it. If you go a lot of other places in the world, you'll be the ish. Why put up with trying to compete for all these in the trash females? They don't cook, they don't clean, they loud, they aggressive. No, you don't got to put up with that. I don't know if you realize it or not, but you don't got to put up with that. Ladies, do better. Because I know you've been winning your whole life and it seemed like you can't lose, but trust me, you can lose. And men could come to their senses and start just leaving or not dealing with you at all, which is what is happening right now.
And all the girls have to compete with nobody, and they have access to the top, like, men of the planet. As a man, there is no worse place to be than America.
I mean, it's insane. I do agree with you very much. Like, I've had chicks on the podcast who, you know, are decent looking, but they're not stunners, right? And like, I'll be like, so what are you girls up to after the podcast? And dude, like, some of the answers you get, and these chicks aren't lying. Like, they're not bragging about it. They're answering my question. Like, one of the chicks was like, oh, I'm going to hang out with Diplo, right? Like, famous DJ. I was like, really? Like, Diplo, like, no offense, but, like, Diplo wants to, like, hang out with you? Like,
well, and here's the thing. Her ego is out of this world, I'm sure. But what she don't understand is she's just a fun 5 minutes for him. But she will take pride in being a fun 5 minutes for Diplo, not realizing that it doesn't make her more valuable as a woman in the world. That Diplo used you for 5 minutes. But an electrician would come up to her and try to talk to her, and she would turn her nose up at him because she's delusional. Not because she's better than him. She's certainly not. She's not better than that electrician because Diplo used her once. But she believes she is. It's ridiculous.